While successful ad campaigns make corporations billions of dollars, some people think businesses already hog too much of the pie. Jan Edwards is an activist on a cross-country tour for the Women's International League for Peace and Freedom. Her campaign is called Abolish Corporate Personhood. Edwards believes corporations have too much legal leverage, thanks to their status in the law. She told Steve Paulson it's an issue that goes way back for her.
I'll tell you how I got interested in this issue, and that maybe will show you why maybe you would be interested in the issue. I was worried that corporations had too much power to rule, actually. You know, power to govern and make choices in our political system. So our group in Point Arena, California, began looking at this, and we looked at how we thought they were giving too much money to campaigns, too much, you know, money was in politics from corporations, and how they shouldn't have that right. But why we couldn't take away the right for corporations to give money to political campaigns. It was because they had free speech, and money had been declared by the Supreme Court to be speech. So why did the corporations who aren't people, why did they have free speech? So you have to look back a little further, and it was because, if you keep following the trail back, they got declared persons in 1886. And it wasn't really even a Supreme Court decision. It was sort of just snuck in as a header to a court case, and then it was ruled on that header as precedent. That's how law comes in, apparently, as precedent. I knew nothing about law, and I'm not a lawyer, but we began, you know, investigating back further and further, and we found that that's where the root of all of these Supreme Court decisions giving Bill of Rights protections to corporations had stemmed from this one decision. In this one case, a statement was made, apparently, before the court even heard the argument, and the statement was, and this isn't part of the official record, but it was written in by the clerk later, the court does not wish to hear argument on the question of whether the provision in the 14th Amendment to the Constitution, which forbids a state to deny to any person within its jurisdiction the equal protection of the laws, applies to corporations. We are all of the opinion that it does. And that was just written at the top. And then later, it was codified in.
So what does that matter? I mean, this sounds like a bit of legal minutiae here.
It sounds like that to us now, maybe because it's 100 years or more ago. But at the time, there was a huge upheaval in that. It switched corporations from the government's side of the equation to the people's side. And I'll explain that a little bit because I guess that sounds sort of vague. But in the Constitution, it says we, the people, are sovereign, and we have rights. And government is accountable, and it has duties to we the people. Now, corporations aren't mentioned in the Constitution at all, and they are a subset of state government. There were very few corporations right after the Revolutionary War because they really kicked them all out. That was part of what the Revolutionary War was about because, of course, the East Bay and the East India Company, the Hudson Bay Company, those were all corporations and were very much a part of the oppression the colonists felt. So when they started chartering corporations, they kept them on a very tight rein, and they put them underneath the state legislatures of the individual states. States had a lot more rights then and a lot more power. And they thought this would be the way that they could keep the most democratic control on top of the corporations. So even though many people were not considered people at the time of the Revolution, it was only for the small amount of white males with property. Corporations were not even mentioned in the Constitution.
So what does this mean now? I mean, what kinds of rights do corporations have now that they didn't have, let's say, in the early 1800s?
They have the right to go to court against pretty much anything that they find discriminatory. Say a town might make a law that says Walmart can't come into their town. Well, actually, there were quite a few laws like that that regulated what kind of chain stores could come into towns. Those are overturned because that would be discrimination against a person. It's civil rights legislation. Suppose a state, like states have put laws in that you have to label milk that contains bovine growth hormone. Well, that is overturned because the corporation has a right not to speak. Not only a right to speak, a right not to speak. And that corporation's right not to speak is more important than our right to know. As far as like the EPA, when they want to go in and check for environmental infractions or labor issues from OSHA, because of the Fourth Amendment right of corporations, which is search and seizure without a warrant, they have to get a warrant to go in and inspect for environmental or safety issues. And that gives everybody a time, you know, it gives the corporations a time to clean up.
So you are campaigning right now to get rid of this whole legal status.
Our campaign is called
personhood.
Abolish Corporate Personhood, yes, because we think it's not a thing that can be tinkered with. It's not a halfway measure. We have to redefine who we the people are. And, of course, the Women's International League for Peace and Freedom, which is the group that I am traveling with and speaking on this issue, you know, on behalf of, are very concerned that all actual human people be included in the we the people. But we don't consider a legal fiction, which is what the corporation is, to be one of us.
So let's suppose you are successful. I mean, I can imagine this is going to be a very difficult fight because, I mean, there are reasons why corporations will want these protections. But suppose you were successful. You got this this legal status overturned. What would change?
Well, you could say that you would prohibit all political activity by corporations. You could stop all corporate political donations and all corporate lobbying. I mean, you could just say no First Amendment rights for corporations. Not that you wouldn't let a corporation speak if they needed to in some manner, but it would be a privilege, not a right. Revocable, like a driver's license.
But that does raise the question, why shouldn't corporations be able to campaign for political issues? I mean, aren't corporations an important part of our society? Shouldn't they have some access to the political system?
They're not political players. It's not good for democracy. You know, I think it's because people think, and I'm mostly concerned actually with what's fair to people rather than what's fair to corporations. I think people have a fairness feeling inside of them, one person, one vote kind of thing. The corporate voice, shall we say, when it speaks with its money, is so much louder. And it drowns out other voices. I mean, they even own all the media, except this station, of course, and a few others around the country. But they do. And so the non-corporate voice is subdued, drowned out by the corporate voice. It's not equal participation. We want to say a corporation is A, not a person, and also that it is, well, maybe we should charter them to do the public good, say that the most important thing that they do is the public good, not money for stockholders or whatever. We want to put our definitions on them. And if they go outside of the boundaries of what the people would like from their corporations, then they aren't permitted to exist anymore and their charter would be pulled.
But this gets very difficult because then you're going to get into arguments about what is the public good. I mean, there are going to be debates.
Wouldn't that be great if there were some debates about what the public good is as opposed to, you know, the corporations telling us what to think all the time? I mean, I think it's a long democratic conversation, and I hope we have it.
Jan Edwards is a member of the Abolish Corporate Personhood campaign for the Women's International League of Peace and Freedom.